Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, July the 29th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For 10 years now, Mike Church Show listeners have been getting the best deals in the USA on a new or used Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Xi and Biden exchange warnings on Taiwan. D.C. needs help from the National Guard with the arrival of thousands of illegal immigrants on buses. President Donald Trump is claiming absolute immunity in all civil suits pertaining to the January 6th Capitol riots. And Apple forecasts faster sales growth, strong iPhone demand, despite glum economy. Xi and Biden exchange warnings on Taiwan. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
The U.S. and Chinese leaders have warned each other over Taiwan during a phone call that lasted more than 2 hours. Joe Biden told his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping that the U.S. strongly opposed any unilateral moves to change Taiwan's status. But he added that U.S. policy on Taiwan had not changed. Beijing said Mr. Xi had told Mr. Biden to abide by the One China principle, warning him that whoever plays with fire will get burnt. Tensions over the issue have increased ahead of a rumored plan for Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, to visit Taiwan. The State Department says Ms. Pelosi has not announced any travel. The President of China plainly does not respect Joe Biden, and that is something that the Biden administration, I think, is aware of, and Democrats recognize, seeing as they never talk about China when they're on the campaign trail, and they never point to any accomplishments by Biden regarding China. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has requested the National Guard step in to help handle the arrival of thousands of migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border, saying the nation's capital has reached a tipping point. In a July 19th request for assistance to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, she reported that over 4,000 individuals arrived on nearly 200 buses since April, when Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey pledged to put migrants on charter buses to protest the Biden administration's immigration policies. Our collective response and service efforts have now become overwhelmed, she said. Our homeless service system is already under great strain, and tragically, many families arrive in Washington, D.C. with nowhere to go, or they remain in limbo seeking onward destinations across the United States. Texas Representative Chip Roy, interviewed on Tucker Carlson last night, called out Bowser for hypocrisy and racism. President Donald Trump is claiming absolute immunity in all civil suits pertaining to the January 6th Capitol riots. Trump's preliminary statement to the court has been released, in which the president's legal team dismisses the possibility of civil suits against Trump entirely, citing presidential immunity. This appeal requires the adjudication of a simple but important constitutional issue regarding the separation of powers, whether the scope of the presidential absolute immunity continues to reach the outer perimeters of presidential responsibilities, or whether the immunity can be undercut if the presidential act in question is unpopular among the judiciary, the statement read. Our quote of the day, "Late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new, late have I loved you," Saint Augustine. And our saint of the day, a woman whom Jesus loved and in whose home he was a frequent guest. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
OMG! I'm calling the coffee police, because this sure ain't Abbey Roast Coffee.
Fine. I know. I keep forgetting to order coffee from the Founders Trading Post.
All right, boys. Is everything okay here, son?
No, sir. Rick tried to pass this stale bean water off as Abbey Roast Coffee.
What? Is this true, son?
Seriously? All I did was forget to go to shop.mikechurch.com and order a few bags of Abbey Roast coffee. There's no reason why the coffee police should be here.
That, I'll be the judge of that. I'm the Arabica bean law around here.
Wait. If you want to arrest someone for not buying one of the amazing blends of carefully roasted coffee by the Benedictine monks of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery, arrest him!
Hey, I know my Arab bean rights here, and I have the right to remain silent.
Fine. I'll go to shop.mikechurch.com and order my bags of Abbey Roast coffee today. Are you happy, Tommy?
Better make it quick. Arab bean cop looks thirsty.
Our saint of the day is Saint Martha. Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. This unique statement in John's Gospel tells us of the special relationship Jesus had with Martha, her sister, and her brother. He was a frequent guest at Martha's home in Bethany, a small village 2 miles from Jerusalem. We know this because we read of 3 visits in Luke and John. Many of us find it easy to identify with Martha in the story. Luke tells, Martha welcomes Jesus and his disciples into her home and immediately goes to work to serve them. Hospitality is the most important thing in the Middle East, and Martha believed in its importance. Imagine her frustration when her sister Mary ignores the rule of hospitality and Martha's work in order to sit and listen to Jesus. Instead of speaking to her sister, she asks Jesus to intervene. Jesus' response is not unkind, which gives us an idea of his affection for her. He observes that Martha is worried about many things that distract her from really being present with him. He reminds her that there is only one thing that is truly important, listening to him. And that is what Mary did. In Martha, we see ourselves worried and distracted by all we have to do in the world and forgetting to spend time with Jesus. It is, however, comforting to note that Jesus loved her just the same. Apple Inc. on Thursday said parts shortages are easing and that demand for iPhones is unceasing despite consumers tightening other spending, helping it top Wall Street's expectations and forecast faster sales growth ahead. The Silicon Valley giant's shares rose 3.5% just hours after the release of the results. Though macroeconomic indicators around the world are turning negative, Chief Financial Officer Luca Maestri told Reuters there had been no slowdown in demand for iPhones, the company's biggest source of revenue. And now, a cultural affairs brief with Christopher.
In a recent interview, Sophie Numbeady, the actress playing Princess Disa in Amazon's upcoming Lord of the Rings series, was quoted as saying of the show, "We are redressing the balance within this franchise, and I hope lots of franchises moving forward." She went on to say the show's purpose is, quote, "to be part of creating accessibility for generations to come. For new generations, this is their version of Tolkien. This is what my daughter will see if Tolkien's works. It's their time, and this is a reflection of the world we live in. We will embrace and discover and peel back and learn and educate," close quote. The curtain has been fully pulled back, and it should be undeniably clear that this will not be a presentation of the beauty and brilliance of Tolkien's work, but a vehicle for forced and false diversity and equity. At Amazon, the forces of Mordor have triumphed. I'm Christopher Lawrence, and this has been a Cultural News Brief.
Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.